So as it relates to Reit, just one foundational maramakim, which is really more kachim dig, but very, very, very much related to the first staff over here, in Perik Behema Makasha. So the pasuk of Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisechelu is a pasuk that 2 months plus into Masechta Shulin we're all very familiar with. This is the pasuk that teaches us the Loisase to the Issa Trefa, Nevela, Trefa, Shchita. These are the ideas that underpin Masechta Shulin. The Makar to the Lav in the Torah of Trefa is that pasuk of Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisechelu. But in today's daf, we saw a Dover Nifla, another halacha completely unrelated to Treifa that Chazal learned from this pasuk as well. And that is that Kivan Sheyatza Basar Chutz L'Mechitzasai Netzer, at that point it's going to be Asar. And we saw, really, two very distinct applications to this halacha. One is in the sugyas of Behema HaMakasha, the other is in the world of Kachin. As it relates to Behema HaMakasha, there's a chiddush that's learned out from Behema, Ba Behema, in the latter part of Parsha Shmini, that if you shech the mother that has an uber inside, the shechit of the mother is going to work for the uber as well. Stating that, being that the rechen of the mother is the mechitza for the uber, because as long as it's there at the time of the shechit of the mother, it's going to be mutter. There's a concept that if the uber was hoitzi even as yadai, kiven sheyatza basa chutz lemechitzasai, afilu echziroi is going to be aser. Why? Because it left its mechitza. And once it leaves its mechitza, at that point it's going to be asa. Another application for this is basar kachim. Basar kachim has a mechitza. Chatos is kachim kadashim, has to be eaten lezichre kuhuna, but it has to be eaten dafkin dazar. Kachim kalim, Yerushalayim, maiser sheni, bikurim. Kachim has mechitzas. It was mavur in the Gemara, on Amud Beis, that once kachim leaves its mechitza, at that point, there's this lav in the Torah of Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisechelu. So again, the Pashup Shad of Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisechelu means that Basa, that's a Trefa, 8 Trefas, 18 Trefas, 70 Trefas, all the numbers of Perikelu Trefas, is going to be Asner. But there's another halacha that's learned from Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisechelu that really has nothing to do with Trefa. And that is Basa that has a Mechitza, Kivin Sheyatza Chutzla Mechitzasai, at that point it's giving Asner. Why is it together with Trefa? Because it's a very important part of this halacha that's negeya treifa, dumya the treifa, ma treifa, once a treifa, always a treifa. So too, as it relates to something that left its mechitza, once it leaves the mechitza, it's as if it always left the mechitza. The Rambam in Hilchas Maisei HaKarbonis, this is in Perik Yud Aleph, halacha vav. The Rambam says, "Baser kachik kadoshim sheyatza chutz lechaymes azar. Baser kachik kadoshim that leaves the chaymes azar. Ubaser kachim kalim sheyatza chutz lechaymes Yerushalayim. Ubaser kachim kalim says the Rambam that left the chaymes Yerushalayim nifsal becomes pasul biyotze v'nesar loylam, and it's something that you're never allowed to eat. V'afa pisha chazalim kaim, and even if it came back in, asa loichl, you're still not allowed to eat it. V'oichl mimenu kizayis, and if somebody eats a kizayis of it, loika is going to get malchus." Says the Rambam, how do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ubasa basada treifa loisechelu. Kivan sheyatza basa chutzlam chitzasai. Once basa leaves its mechitza, nasa ketreifa, it becomes like a treifa. Kemoshe biyarnu behilchis machalis asuris. Like we explained already in Hilchis Machalis Asuris. So the Rambam in Hilchis Maisar Karbonis, mamish tifa rein in the blotter of the most kachim digger Rambams in the world. And the Rambam's telling me about the psul yaitza, which is like the most basic halacha. In kachim. He says, you want to know why basar of kachim, whether it be kachim kadashim, kachim kalim, that goes outside of its mechitza. Even if it comes, it's going to be asar. It's kemoi shebi'arnu behilchas macholos asurais. Because it's alach in hilchas macholos masurais, uv basar basar the trefet lo yisaychelu. What does it say over there? You know what it says there? Behema makasha lele, vahoytzi uber es yodoi, the alach is afal pishach zira, the yad is going to be asar, because basar kivin she yotza chutzam chitzasai nesar, the eber atzmi yotza, the ram paskas like rab. So based on that alach, says the ram, kemoi shebi'arnu that's going to be true in Kachem as well. What's the Makar to the Rambam? The Makar to the Rambam is today's daf. Chulun Samech Chesam Aleph. Mefurish in the Gemara Samech Chesam Beis. If you want another Maramachim, take a look at Makis daf Yud Chesam Aleph. These are the Makaris to this Rambam. The truth is, if you think about this Rambam for a second, it's a Chiddush. It sounds like it's a Chiddush, right? Psul Yoitze is somehow related to Chulun. Behema Makasha Leleit, right? Does that ring a bell from Zvachim and Menachis? Could be not, right? So, what's Pashup Shad over there? So let's take a step backward. What's the pashup shine on the psul yaitze? Right? Somebody asks, what's the psul yaitze? You're going to say, ubasaba saw the trefa loy sechelo? Better chazer a little bit before you say that. The pashup makar to the psul yaitze is a Gemara. It's a Gemara, believe it or not, a Masechtas Psachim, daf pei beis. That's not so shver, because these are the kachim sugis of Masechtas Psachim, but this really is the makar. The Mishnah says, ha pesach sheyotza, outside Yerushalayim, oy she nitma, yisoref miyad. Nitmu habaylim, oy she mesu, to ubatzi rosan, vi yisoref b'shisha asar. Says the Gemara, bishleim atame, I understand why, if a carbon becomes tame, or the carbon pesach would become tame, it would require tsreifa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'abasa asheyiga b'chol tameh lo yeyachel be'esh yisarif. Eli yoytzim yinalon. How do I know that basar kachim, this Mishnah, it's the Karban Pesach, but it's really all kachim, that yoytzim requires sreifa? So the Gemara says, d'chsev, it's learned that from the following pasuk. Hein lo yhuva es dama el ha-kodesh ha-pnim. This is in the beginning of Parashat Shmini. It's the Pasuk that we mentioned earlier. Ve'se'ir hachatas darash darash Moshe. Ve'hine soyraf. Ve'ichtzef alo lozav al yisam b'nei harin ha'yisam lemur. Madu alo yichaldum es hachatas. Hein lo yuhuva es dam ala kodesh ha'pnima. And the Gemara explains the whole shak levitayu. Amalei Moshe laharin. Moshe v'enu turned to harin. And he said, madu alo yichaldum es hachatas. Why didn't you eat the sarash kodesh? Shema nichnas dam alifnai v'lifnim. Did it have the psul nichnas? Maybe it's because it was Yotze. Maybe the Dan left the Azara. And because it left the Azara, that's the problem. But says the Gemara, Michal, what do you see from this? The Inafka, had it left Azara, Inami Ayel, Dama Lefnim, or had it been Nichnas, Basrefa, it would have been a Basrefa. So the Gemara says, you want to know the Makar, that is something called a Psul Yotze. The Makar is the beginning is Parsha Shmini. In other words, the basic elementary answer to the kasha, what's the makar to the psul yoytze, is psachim pei bezem and alf. It's a kachim digger makar. It's learned out from hein lo yhuva es dama el hakodesh apnima madua lo yachalte moisa. By the way, take a look. There's a machlikas Rashi and Tosfos in psachim pei bezem and alf. What gnoi the Nakuda is in terms of the drasha where we learn psul yoytze. That happens to be machlikas Rashi. But it's for sure learned out from this pasuk. In this Gemara talked away in Psachim Pei Beis Amud Aleph, stating that it's Mavur in our sugi, and the Rambam brings it in Hilchas Macholis Asura, Hilchas Maisa Korbanus Perik Yud Aleph, that there's another Makar. And the second Makar is, it's learned out from Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisa Chelo. In other words, there's two Makaris. There's a Makar in Psul Yoytze, there's a Makar in Psul Yoytze from the Parsha of the Chatas, in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, and then also from the halacha of Basa Basa the Treifa Lo Yisachel. Just to say this a drop better. Basa Basa the Treifa Lo Yisachel carries with it a malchus. It's alive in the Torah. Basa Basa the Treifa Lo Yisachel. Just like if someone eats a treifa, he gets malchus. If somebody would eat basa that was yoytze in this instance, he would get malchus as well. In fact, the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, Basa kacha gadashim, v'chulu v'oichem imenu kezayis loikesh, and emar Basa Basa the Treifa Lo Yisachel. So it's clear it's alive. Really, without Ubasa Basada Trefa Lo Yisachelo, if somebody would eat from a carbon that was Yotze, based on the Makarim, Sachim Pei Beis, he would also get Malkus. Because it's a general halacha that if somebody eats Psuli HaMikdashim, he also gets Malkus. So, really, there's two Makaris that are almost telling me the same thing. I have Psachim Pei Beis, Parshas Shmini, and then I have Chulin Samaches, which is Parshas Mishpatim, the Parsha of Treifa, but both tell me the same concept. And that is Basa Kachim, that leaves its Mechitza, the halacha is that it's Pasul, it's Aser, and if somebody's going to eat from it, he's even going to get Malchus. Just to bring out the point, if you take a look, Zvachim Dav Chavav Amir Aleph, the Gemara says, Pirchas of Yatzos Olachot, what would be if the Sheichet shechted kachim, and it was mefarcheses, right? It was jumping around, this mamish, it's breathing its last breath, and it was yotzalachutz v'chaz when it came back, psula d'alach is, it's going to be pasul, says Rashi. V'yotzalachutz v'chaz r'psula, d'ifsula b'yotze, because it's pasul b'yotze, ki d'gamrina psul yotze b'psachim b'keitzat soylent af pebez amal alef, mehen lohuva es domel ha-kodesh ha-pnima, uu mi'basa v'sada trefo. So Rashi over here in Chavav amal alef, which for a lot of people that learn kachim, this is an introduction, right? Because Kiddua. If you learn Kachem, you start Daf Chafei, second Seder, regardless of what's being learned first Seder. This is the second Daf you're learning already on Daf Chavav. So Rashi has to introduce Yoitze to all the Nayalamdim. Snok the Heiliger Rashi, you want to know what the Makar Tapsul Yoitze is? To Makaris. This Psochim Pei Beis, this Chulin Samaches, Chloridi Burim over here. You have these two Makaris to this concept of the Psul Yoitze. Stating that, Marna Griz, the Brisker Rav, in his first piece in Sefer, on the Rambam in Hilchis Psulei HaMikdashim says that as much as it's mavur from the sugyas that this two makaris, the Psul Yoitze, and Rashi B'Lashoni Azov, the Skrov starts with this Rashi. Rashi B'Lashoni Azov gave us these two makaris right here in Zvachim Daf Chavavim and Aleph, but at the same time, the two makaris that we have over here are Chaluk B'Ikra Yisoid, said the Briskerov. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Pei Beis, Hein Loi Huva Es Dam. Machlikas Rashi and Tais, what exactly the Makar is. From where we learned the Psul Yoitze, from the Shaklevitaria between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen. From that Makar, we learned that there's a Kachem de Gapsul called Yoitze. Meaning, we know there's a whole regime of Kachem de Gapsul. You learn Kachem, your Lina, and the Pigol, and Shalei Lishma, all the different Psulim that you have. Right? You're holding Chavav, so you just learned to sort of give Nishpach, you know, about that. So all the different Psulim that these are psulei bakodesh. These are all kachim de gepsulim. But said the Brisker Rav that the makar of samaches amaral ubatzav asad the treif alois achelu. That's poshet. That's not a kachim de gemakar. Faker the Rambam when he brings the halacha, he says kimoyche biyarnu beilches macholis asurois. The Rambam sends you outside the bounds of kachim. He sends you to chulin. He says this is very much a chulin de gemakar. It's kimoyche biyarnu beilches macholis asurois. And the emes is the Gemara clearly says that this halacha of basa kivit sheyasa chutzim chitzasay nes. It's true by Behema Makashalele, just like it's true by Basa Kachim Sheyotso. So said the Brisker Rav that these two Makaris that we have over here are Chaluk Bikur Ayesoid. Psochim Pei Beis is a Kachim de Gapsul, whereas Chulin Samaches is a Chulin de Gapsul. Not Vos. In yet the Kachim, like Tabachal Messiah Mon. Kachim is like Gara from Chulin. And if by Chulin there's a halacha that if it has its Mechitza and it goes Chutz Mechitza, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So why? Because it's Kachim, should it be any different? Kachim has its Kachim de Gapsul. And if at least that mechitza, the chayyim should have the same halacha. But said Mar Nagriz that as it relates to psachim pei beis, that's a kachem de gipsul, and that follows the gedarim of psulei bakodesh, all the kachem de gipsulim. As it relates to basa basa the drevet lois achelu, this is very much not a kachem de galacha. This is very much a kamoicha biyarnu bechachas machalas asurus de galacha. It's the first nekuda that the Brisker Rav said you have to see klar when you go through this inyan. The second, which is just as obvious, and that is, as it relates to the kachim de gapsul yoitze, so that's true for the basar, it's true for the emurim, it's true for the dan, right? Basar, kachim, that's yoitze, has a psul yoitze. Emurim, yoitze, lifnei zrika, lachas zrika, kachim, kalim, kachim, dachim, a lot of the big sugyas. But there's a psul yoitze on the fats that went on the mizbech. The dam, if it was yoitze chutz lazar, is subject to psul yoitze. This halacha, says the Brisker Rav, of ubasa basada treifa loisa chelo, it's pashit, that's only true by basar. Like the lashon of the Gemara Masech Teschulin, where the Gemara says, kivan sheyatza basar chutz l'mechitzasei nesar. This is a halacha in basar that has a mechitza la'achila, where the halacha is loisai chelu in the event that it goes outside of the mechitza. So the kachem de gapsul yoitze is true for basar, emurim, dam, minachis, etc. But as it relates to the chulin de din of yoitze, that's a loisai chelu de galav, and that's something that's going to be true only with regards to the basar. It's not going to be true for anything else. The Brisker Rav said that it's pasha to me. This is the pasha pshan in the Gemara, which at first glance I am berushoyim is a little bit of a sasum de Gemara. Makas daf yudchesam naf. We're not going to go through the whole Gemara, but just the maramakim. Gufa amarava zar sheacham in a oila. If a zar would eat from an oila lifnei zrika, before the zrika, chutz l'chayma. This is one of those fun Gemaras, and then the Masech des Makas outside of chemis Yerushalayim. L'Rib Shimon, I in shaman the sugya like a chemis. You would get five malchus. A zar ate kachim. It was an oila. It was before the zrika outside Yerushalayim. Malchus five times. A zar is not allowed to eat kachim. Kachikadashim. An oila, no one's allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat lifnei zrika, and if it was outside Yerushalayim, according to Rav Shimon, you get two malkas. Number one, because it was outside of the Azara, Kach Kedoshim had to be eaten in the Azara, and you get another malkas because it was eaten outside Yerushalayim. So according to Rav Shimon, you get five. And the Gemara asks kashas, if it's five, you're saying good, say better. Maybe it's more than five. One of the Gemara's kashas is, Filulki nami mishum ubasa basada trefa loy sechelu, kimit shiatsa basa chutzlim chitzasa nesar. What about ubasa basada trefa? That's a lav sheish by meisna. Why shouldn't you get malkas? And for the Gemara, hani mili, you know when you get malchus for a bas of asada treifa, hecha de bifnim chazi. That's only true if you were allowed to eat it inside the Azara. Now, if I ate it out of the Azara, I'm going to get malchus. But over here, it's an oila. We're bifnim nami loy chazi. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem. What was the shakl of attire in the Gemara? The Gemara in the Kasha thought that if there's a mechitza to kachik adashim, it's not allowed to go outside of the Azara. So now, when it's outside of the Azara, you ate it. This is the The Gemara's teretz is that ubasav asada treifa loy sechelu is dafka by achila. And it's when there's a mechitza l'achila, and it leaves those mechitzas, it's aser. An oila has no mechitzas l'achila, because you're not allowed to eat it. So the whole ubas of a sada treva lo yisachelu, thank nishdan. There's no bias in sada, proverbially speaking, when it comes to an oila, because an oila has no mechitzas l'achila, because it's aser b'achila. But said the biskrov, that's the second chilek between the general psul yoytze that everybody knows about, that comes from a Gemara in Psachim Pei Beis and Aleph versus this Mechudish Diga Makar Vaslemtzach up in the beginning of Perek Bei Ma Makasha. And that is, number one is a Kachim Diga Psol, the other one is Kamecha Bi'arno Behilchas Macholis Asurois. Number two, one is true for all the Chalakim of the Kachim. Because the aside of it is that something with Kedusha that leaves the Makam of Kedusha is now Psulei HaMikdashim. The other is a whole different Hagdara, something that has a Mechitza L'Achila. If it leaves that Mechitza, it's going to be a problem. Well, if that's the case, it's only true by Basar Kachim, and even then, only Basar Kachim that has Achila. And that's why the Gemara said in Makas Yud Chesam Alef, an Oila doesn't make sense, shouldn't be subject at all to this Halacha of Ubasa Basar Dachefa Loisachel. Says the Briskerov, this is the second part of the piece. I want to say a ha'ara. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, also in those sugyas, in Perakei Tzatzoylen. It's on Daf Pei Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara over there clears, what would be the halacha if you had a chabura who sat down to eat the Karban Pesach, and now the basar of the Karban Pesach left the chabura, or left the bayis where the chabura is? Would there be a psul yoytze, or would there not be a psul yoytze? And it's a whole sugya in Pesachim Pei Heyam, a very, very geshmaka sugya. Every single person ever that sat down to learn this Gemara learned that the Gemara is clearing a geshmak etzat. We know that there's mechitzis when it comes to kachin. Kachi kadoshim has to be nechal within the Azara. There's a halach, if it's outside the Azara, it's psul yoytze. Kachim kalm has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If it leaves Yerushalayim, it's going to be psul yoytze. Clears the Gemara. What about the Karban Pesach? With this a concept that it has to be eaten b'bayis, it has to be eaten b'chaburah. So it could be if it leaves the bayis, if it leaves the chaburah, maybe it should be nifsal b'yoytze as well. Says the Biskarov, but the MS is, the Gemara is a very big chiddush. Because hecha matzinu, a musig of psul yoytze, where the area that it's being yoytze from is not more kaddish than the area that it's going to. Normal the havana of yoytze is, Yerushalayim is more Kaddish than Shara Ratzis. And Azor is more Kaddish than Yerushalayim. You're in this mokim of Kedusha where you're supposed to eat it. If it was Yoytze, it's Nifsa. The bias doesn't have more Kedusha than outside the bias. This whole Havamin of the Gemara that there should be a Psul Yoytze when it comes to the Karban Pesach is a Mechudish Dega Havamin. So said the Brisker of Nirlanias Daiti, that when the Gemara cleared over here in Psachim that it could be there's a Psul Yoytze when it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Gemara came on the Shkemain to Psul Yoytze from Psachim Pei Bezim and Aleph. Ironically. The Gemara didn't mean the kachim the gipsol. What the Gemara meant was the chum the gipsol. Because once the Torah says that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten within a chaburah, it has to be eaten within a certain area. So it's like gara from Behema Makasha Leili Bahitza Yasyadai. Alpha Pishach Zirid Allah is also because Basakim Chutzim Chitzasai. It's like gara from any type of basna that has a mechitza. It's not mitzad the kachim the galacha. It's mitzad the basa the galacha. Said the Briskerov. If you take a look at the Rambam, when the Rambam brings the general psul yoytze, so we read the Rambam, Perik Yer Aleph Halach Vav Hilchas Macholos Asurois, Basna Kachi Kadoshim, Sheyotza Chutz L'Choymetza Azara. Nifsal, says the Rambam. Number one, it becomes pasul. The nesar la'olam, and it's asa forever. Because it says ubasim basar the treif aloisachela. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, and this is in Perik Tes Halacha Beis, basar haPesach sheyatzach chutz lechabur asay, bein bezadoin, bein bishgaga, nesar ba'achila. In Hilchas Maisar Kabbanis, the Rambam's lashon is Nifsal Vanessa. In Hilchas Karban Pesach, the Rambam didn't say Nifsal. His lashon is Nesa Ba'achila. It's only Aser. It's like Basar Kachin Kadashim, Basar Kachin Kalim, Shakol Trefa. The Rambam doesn't even talk Kachim Dik over here. Eret Trefa Dik. Eret Kamoisha Biyarnu Behilchas Macholis Asuris Dik. Says the Priskirov, you know what the Chilik is? Because the Psul Yoitse, that's Kachim Dik. Fashteitzach, that's Kachim Dik. That's not in Hilchas Macholis Asuris. Hilchas Macholis Asuris is alive. It's Loisoichelu. Beim Amakasha Leleid. The psul fashteitzach comes from the kachim de galacha, and if that's the case, said the Priskirov, ma meduyik the lashonis of the Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Karbanis, we're benoisif to the fact that there's an iser yoytze olav for a basa basa the treif loisachelu. There's also a psul yoytze zok the Rambam nifsul venesar, but in Hilchas Karban Pesach zok the Rav, like the intuition of the Rav, there really is no psul yoytze if it leaves the chabura. Psul yoytze passes. It passes chutz Yerushalayim, but to say there's a psul yoytze because it left the chabura, where do you find such a psul yoytze? Good, pasha. That's the chiddush of the sugi over here. Psachim peyam merav. Abba said the rav yesh loyim, the whole yoytze over here was came on the gevein psul yoytze. It's the gevein isu yoytze. It's the gevein the lav. The Rambam doesn't even say pasul. Does that mean it's not pasul? I'm not sure how far the rav means it. But the bottom line is the Rambam didn't say nifsal v'nasar. Could be the rav just means it's bechefta iser. Maybe from the iser nemtzach psul. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is that the Rambam was a madgish nifsal v'nasar because yotze when it comes to regular kachin that was yotze chutz la'azara, it's bechefta nifsal psachim pei beis. It's bechefta nesar based on chulin samaches as opposed to when it comes to the Karban Pesach that's it's coming mikoyach the sugi over here in Chulin, and if that's the case, what it is bechefta is an iser, and that's why the Rambam is saying nifsal v'nesar. All the Rambam said is that it's nesar. And then the Rav said that I have one more dik. This is mamash a meridig dik. This is not shaykh actually. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Yutes. So the Rambam, the end of Perek Yutes in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he lists all the types of averus for which you get malchus. Right. So we know there's Ramach Essen. And is Shasa Lavin. Within the Shasa Lavin, the Rambam makes a count. He says, Nimtzu kol aloikin mason v'shifa. There's 207 times you can get Malkus. Simin lohem yilaku zeidin. If you remember, we once spoke at a rabbi with Torah from the Ramchal. But there's 207 times that you get Malkus. And the Rambam goes, and he's moina keruchel, all 207 times that you get Malkus. Number 75, if someone is oichel mibaser ha-pesach, chutz lechaburasai. If somebody would eat from the basar of a Karban Pesach outside of the chabura, the Rambam says you would get malchus. Biskarov brings from the Sefer Derech Mitzvay Secha on the Rambam, I think that's the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubav Chereba, but the Biskarov brings from the Sefer Derech Mitzvay Secha on the Rambam that he asks that if you go through the entire Rambam, the Rambam does not mention anywhere if somebody eats a chatos that was yoytze, an oyla that was yoytze, a shlomim that was yoytze. The only one of the kachim that were yoytze that the Rambam brings you would get malchus for is a oichel mipsaroi, referring to the Karban Pesach, chutz lechabu rosai. And it's a pliat suma, said Maran Agris. Why would the Rambam only mention Karban Pesach? Now, the Rambam is being machria, like he did in Perek Tes Hilchas Karban Pesach, based on his maskon of the sugi in Psachim Pehei, that if somebody eats from basar of a Karban Pesach that left it some chabura, the halach is going to get malchus. But here the Rambam is counting all the times you get malchus. So the Rambam wanted to say you get malchus for eating of a Karban that was yoytze. Why would he only bring the Karban Pesach chutz lechaburasle? That's the most obscure, abstract example of this. The Rambam should have brought the basic halachas. Any carbon that leaves its mechitza, said the Briskerov, I'm going to tell you the pshat. The reason is because if you look earlier, Number 54, Nun Dalet, Ha'oichel Nipsuliyam, in one category. Any single time you have Kachim, that's Pasul, that's Psuliyam Mekdashim, the Rambam counts that as what? In the Rambam's Cheshbon of 207, all Psuliyam Mekdashim really count as what? If that's the case, Nedabriskirov, that's Pashit, that any Basa Kachim that was Yoitse is included in number 54. It's included in Psuliyam Mekdashim. So the Rambam didn't have to mention them separately, just like he didn't mention any Psuliyam Mekdashim separately. Oh, but there's one Psuliyam. Yoitze said the brisker of that's not psuliyam mekdashim. You know what that is? It's the carbon pesach chutz l'chaburasai. Like the diuk in the Rambam and Perek Tes Hilchos carbon pesach. It's because that psul yoitze is not coming mikoyach. It's not coming mikoyach to sugim sochim pebeis. It's not coming mikoyach hein loyuvas dam lochis rachat tois whatever the makaris. It's not a psuliyam bakoydish the gezach. It's a chulin the psul. K'moy shabi yarnu behilchos macholus asuris. If that's not included in ha'oichel mepsuliyam mekdashim, that needs its own number. That's number 75. Ha'oichel mipsari chutz l'chaburasai. And you want to know what the makar to that is? It's Ubasar Basada Trefal Oisachelu. The makar is today's daf. It's Chulin Daf Samaches Samen Aleph. So again, Psul Yoitse is Psuleyam Mekdashim de Galacha. There's no question in the world. It has a Kachim de Gemakar. And that is a Gemara Psachim Daf Pebe Zamar Aleph. From the beginning of Parashat Shmini, the Hain Lahuva is Dama. But at the same time, there's a Kamoisha Biyarnu Behilchas Machalas Asuras Digi component as well. The makar to that is the first Sugya over here in Perek Behema Makasha. Two Grace and Afkeminas between these two Psulim. Rashi brings both of them in Mzachim Chavav and Ralph. By the way, the Rav is Mefalful in that Rashi. But both of these Makaras are brought down in that Rashi, Chavav and Ralph. But two nafkaminas. One nafkaminas, one is a kachim de gapsol, the other is a hilchas macholas, asuras de gapsol. The other nafkaminas, one is true for all kachim, basar, emurim, dam, etc. The other one is only negeya with regards to basar, because it's all rooted in mechitzas of basar. The second half of this brisker of is that the sugim, psachim, pehei, with mavur, that is a psul yoitzev with basar, carbon, pesach, that leaves the chabura, that was only negeya the chulin digim makar. It's only negeya the second makar that Rashi brings in, zvachim chavav. But it's negeya the kachim, the makar nish, and with that, the Grow was Miyashiv two diyukim neflaim in the Rambam. One in Perek Tes Hilchas Karban Pesach, and the other one in Perek Yotes in Hilchas Sanhedrin.